Sylvia Tanisman squinted into the spotlights and tried not to flinch at the television cameras that zoomed and hovered like wild animals closing in on their quarry. Clutching her Tony medallion, she garbled her sincere thanks, forgetting the acceptance speech she held, damp and crumpled in her quivering hand. The play that had catapulted Sylvia to momentary fame was This Is Not a Test. When her agent reluctantly showed her the script, Sylvia was contributing to the household income by directing the occasional SVU episode at home and regularly flying out to LA to direct The Big Bang Theory and The Good Wife. She accepted against the advice of her agent because Nathaniel was becoming too delicious to be away from for long, and because Leah, at the time, was entering the jaws of kindergarten. It seemed prudent for the mother to be around each night in case of Sylvia wasn't sure what. Early onset of Mean Girls, inability to glue popsicle sticks, it was virgin territory. This Is Not a Test surprised everyone involved by moving swiftly to Broadway, remaining sold out 7 months into the future and sweeping the Tonys. Ethan and Sylvia indulged in a hotel suite the night she won the award for Best Director of a Drama, allowing themselves, which turned into forcing themselves, to stay at the after party until 2 a.m. Yawning and glancing at her watch every few seconds, Sylvia wondered aloud how the celebrities did it. Nannies and cocaine, Ethan posited. Determined to sleep in, they managed to remain unconscious in their plush rooms at the St. Regis until 7:30. Bleary-eyed prisoners of monstrous habit, they surrendered, grabbed a cab, and at 8:30 were greeted at their Upper West Side duplex by the guarantors of their gene pool, who were preparing to head off into the world of finger paints and counting by tens. Sylvia's husband, that dear, sweet man with whom she was perfectly, exceptionally matched, let her bask in her triumph all that long awards night, the whole next day, and even the following night. It wasn't until the second morning, after they'd had a solid 7 hours of sleep, that he poured fresh coffee into a Zabar's mug, cocked his head sympathetically, and told her about Lizette, a fellow partner at Pantheon Architects Limited, who was, at that very moment, leaving her husband. Leaving her husband for Ethan. And so Ethan would be leaving Sylvia. I'm so, so sorry and sad, Sylvie. Sorry. Sorry, Sylvie. Sylvie, sad, sorry. So. This being a millennial dumping by an enlightened man, he would, he assured her with an earnest frown meant to convey responsibility and concern, remain fully 50% involved with the kids. Plus, he hurried through his rehearsed list of mitigating factors. He would not withdraw any financial support, though of course, and here he dared to smile. She'd probably be flooded with offers and bring in plenty of her own money now. Sylvia gripped the kitchen counter as it dawned on her that Ethan thought his bombshell would be buffered by her Tony Award, rather than negate it entirely.
Mommy, what do I wear today?
Leah croaked in her kindergartner's pack-a-day voice, bumping her way down the stairs on her butt. Ethan's quiet announcement was still ricocheting off the tiles. They'd poured hours of their lives into making sure those tiles were locally sourced, an absurdity that loomed large and nearly made Sylvia snort. Shorts and a t-shirt, they replied in unison, as though their sun-dappled kitchen had not just transformed into a black hole. Leah twirled into view. She had dressed herself on this sweltering June day in pink sweatpants and a long-sleeve sweatshirt in a darker shade of pink.